OC Talk Radio. Streaming, not screaming.
We're back with Charlie Wright, host of our show, Strategic Investor Radio, and we were just chatting about the power of podcasting and the importance it has in building credibility and believability to a story. And what sparked all this was all this outrage in the news these days about sexual harassment, and you're always trying to wonder, is it or isn't it? He said, she said. And you had a moment that you wanted to share, Charlie. Talk about your own epiphany here.
Yeah, Paul, it was very interesting. I was listening on the radio one day on my way to a conference to Leanne Tweeden. She's one of the people that came out in a particular political situation and regarding harassment. And we won't get into the substance of any of it. But I had read about that before, and I'd read it all over the internet. You get these news feeds and, you know, you
little
quickly,
snippets, little
yeah,
sound
and
bites.
You quickly, skim through it. And I wasn't overly impacted by it, persuaded or anything.
Yeah,
it was
maybe it's real, maybe it's not. You moved on.
That's right. Well, then I heard an interview with her. It wasn't a live interview, but it was an interview where she is employed, actually, here at KABC here in Southern California. It was an interview from the day before, and it lasted 20 to 30 minutes.
Same thing like a podcast.
Exactly. Same thing. And she told her story. It was an interview, back and forth, a conversation. She told her story. And when she was through, and again, it was 20, 30 minutes somewhere, I recognized that I was persuaded that what she said was correct. It was accurate. I was a believer, and I was somewhat passionate about this guy.
You were convinced.
I was convinced.
It compelling suddenly. So what is it about a 20 or 30 minute interview that suddenly makes it seem credible or compelling?
You hear the voice. You recognize their intellect, their judgment, their integrity. You can't get that in the written word.
And you can't get it in a soundbite. You can't judge whether or not you think somebody is credible in a quick statement. It might catch your ear. It might make you click on it. We use body language and other intangibles to determine whether or not we believe somebody. And that takes a little bit. People always are asking me, gee, I don't want to come on the show or I don't do a show because I'm not as polished as you. I don't have the radio voice. I said, the radio voice works against you, really, in today's world. People would rather hear real than real polished.
And to add to that, Paul, you know, the investment business, the investing world, it's all about relationships.
It sure is.
It's a relationship business. And you don't build relationships through email or through white papers.
And yet we all recognize the power of the internet to reach more people than we can one-on-one. And we hope through social media and through our websites and these short videos that we do to create a relationship. But so often it falls flat because it comes across as just another phony marketing piece, another puff piece, another, I don't know, little soundbite. I'm frustrated all the time. You know, the BuzzFeed approach, you put clickbait up, you put some catchy headline, how to make money overnight, and then everybody clicks on it, and then there's no there. There's nothing of substance there.
And I think, Paul, the third element that's important here is the ubiquitousness of
smartphones.
Yeah. They're everywhere.
They offer an opportunity that we're not taking advantage of, which is people will give you more than a second or two to tell your story because they're listening in a car, they're listening at gym, they're multitasking. You've got a chance to tell your story, which is what Leanne did, I suspect. You heard a more in-depth explanation. You got to hear her tell it from her own point of view. You got to hear her challenged by somebody, whether or not they believed it, and ask the same questions you had in your mind. You had a virtual conversation with her that you couldn't have in a headline.
That's right. So, Paul, that's what we do. And after I listened to that, I thought, you know, I am proud that I'm.
We're in the podcast. I am too. I think we're pioneering a new form of communication that runs counter to everything else we've done over the last 20, 30 years, which is quicker, faster, more condensed, soundbite. We've tried to find a way to use this podcasting medium, which up till now has been mostly used for comedy shows or crazy things or people who are into some hobby or love the sports or something. We've tried to turn it into a true way of telling a story and not just telling your story, but having a conversation that people can share and listen to anywhere.
So, Paul, be proud you're in the business, and have a great day.
And everybody should look into this. I am a big believer in it. If you're not doing podcasting, look into the power of podcasting.